Russian troops, tanks, and armored vehicles started to withdraw from the Georgian town of Gori today. From Georgia, Stefan Boz has this report.
The current situation is still tense, especially outside the capital of Tbilisi, where I am now. I arrived here actually through an extremely difficult road, which is the only way to get into the capital at the moment, because the devastated town of Gori is still surrounded by Russian forces. They have not left the area. Now, of course, people have also been watching here the NATO conference today, where the NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer made clear that the Russian forces should leave immediately, and even suggested that this could harm the relations between Russia and NATO for some time to come. But it appears that these warnings have so far fallen on deaf ears. The Russian forces have not massively withdrawn, perhaps from some positions. I witnessed that as well, but definitely not everywhere at this point.
The Georgian conflict has caused tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. And while some reside with relatives, many others are living in collective centers where aid organizations struggle to provide an adequate amount of food, clothing, and medicine. Regional Officer for Catholic Relief Services Laura Sheehan says that in addition to the international aid agencies, local Georgians are also reaching out to those who are displaced.
We've seen really a great outpouring by the Georgian people and by local aid agencies, for example, the Georgian Red Cross, and then by international aid agencies like Catholic Relief Services. I've heard stories of people just going into a supermarket and putting down, you know, whatever money they can afford and buying as much food as they can to bring to the displaced people. Everyone's collecting clothes. I've heard of like 10-year-old boys spontaneously gathering their clothes to bring to them. So people are really pulling together and have really opened their hearts and are giving a lot. And Catholic Relief Services and its partner Caritas Georgia were luckily able to swing into action very quickly early last week, because Caritas Georgia already has a big soup kitchen with all of the big stew pots to make food for hundreds of people. Caritas also has a bakery, for example. Now that bakery, as you can imagine, is working overtime, just producing as much bread as possible to give to all the displaced people. So, yes, we've seen a lot of support from all sides.